Chris Rock's mom, all of our faces should have been stinging from the shocking Will Smith Oscar slap.
Also, Neo and his lovely wife, Crystal Smith, made a commitment for the second time to stay down.
Plus, Iggy Azalea is flying back into our radar as she calls out American Airlines.
Mm. Ooh, and look who the cat drug in. Our very own Sherry Shepard is here in the ATL to go with us. Hey, girl, welcome back.
Chewy, it feels so good to be back with my Dish family. And wow. Oh, man, I know I'm over here with
Hey, Bray. You can't believe it. I'm here.
Hey, we're jealous out here in L.A.
I flew on Joaquin's private plane,
so nice. I'm so happy.
Yes, oh, we ain't never got that experience yet, girl.
Brad, what is the hot tea? What are we sipping on today?
Girl, Ben Affleck got some drama going on, hun. Tea, okay? So, you know, before Bennifer 2.0 was a thing, Ben was beasting on these dating apps. Yep. And on the latest episode of Selling Sunset, reality star Emma Herndon claims her and Benjamin were a match, child. Ooh, here man. We go. So Emma revealed to her co-star Chriselle Stouse about the time when Ben went viral because he sent some girl a personal message on social media. Well, she claims around the same time he may or may not have been texting her, and he may or may not have asked her to grab coffee a few times, but she didn't go. Yeah, right.
Wait a minute, y'all. Coffee with Batman. Good Will Hunting out here?
Ben's people are claiming that Emma didn't go because she wasn't asked, okay? Mm. And said Ben hasn't been on the day nap in forever, but Emma says Ben was definitely trying to link around 2019. Now, what y'all think? Wow. Do we believe Emma or Ben?
I believe it's a half-truth. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they probably were matched. Maybe there was some messages exchanged, but why talk about it now that he's happily moved on? Are you trying to blow his spot up?
I think these celebrities need to be careful on these dating apps, man.
Also, why it's so difficult to date in LA, because like somebody who's like kind of new to the reality show scene is matching with Ben Affleck. That's why I'm out here swiping right. I got nothing.
Right.
Well, moving on to some seasoned dish. Now, word on the street is that Will Smith and Jada are trying to keep things pushing out here in these streets. Now, despite Willie from West Philly delivering the slap scene around the world, the Smiths are enjoying some family time on an India vacation extravaganza. Now, word is there was some talk about the family canceling the trip, but Jada insisted that the show must go on. Now, according to reports, Will was spotted out in Mumbai in good spirits, posing for photos with the fans and, you know, keeping it, you know, Will. But meanwhile, stateside, Chris Rock's mom, Rosalie Lee Rock, is out here speaking about Chris Rock getting rocked by Will, and here's what she said.
When Will slapped Chris, he slapped all of us, but he really slapped me.
Why do you say that?
Because when you hurt my child, you hurt me.
Damn. Okay, mama. All right, mama. You guys think Jada and Will should have just went to India or laid low? Can these people get on with their lives? Like, what's up?
Seems like going to India was laying low.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Right. Pretty low, right.
You taking pictures, but we don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I just feel for his mother, because as a mother,
me too,
nobody wants to see that happen to their child.
But my thing is, y'all, let's just move on to what Miss Rosalie said, honey. Now, do y'all feel like, honey, that Will slapped you too? Or did y'all feel a sting?
Felt slapped.
But it was just a slap. He got slapped in movies and stuff.
No,
slapped every day, B. That happened to the days of the moms being like, you get out there, you don't come home till you win.
That's right.
Like, you know, like,
right.
Like,
I remember those days.
Yeah. I mean, head crack, I never went home. I had to stay out.
Try slapping Chewy Martinez.
See what happens.
Zelena Martinez will come out with a gun. Watch.
Well, I have to say kudos to Chris Rock's mom, because she raised her son right. Because he handled himself so well.
Yeah.
So even in the midst of it, Miss Rock, you got a great son. Moving on to one of my favorite topics, black love.
Yes.
So I know you can get with that, Tanner. So this past weekend, Neo and his beautiful wife, Crystal Smith, they renewed their vows in an extravagant, over-the-top wedding ceremony. So Neo posted a beautiful tribute video to his sexy love ahead of the ceremony on social media, and the wedding looked absolutely gorgeous.
Yes,
so everything was red, which is very passionate, and a huge congrats to Neo and Crystal. Would you please send some of that energy over here, please?
I love it.
Yeah, but Sherry, let's be real.
What? that?
You know damn well something ain't right.
What you mean?
A person who goes to a second marriage after they just got married not too long ago, and they was having problems, and he was going to divorce her,
That's right.
They got back together.
Warranty.
Now we having a wedding.
That was a while ago, Gary. Come back from things.
Well, I think, Gary, I would be a little concerned if every year they were having a vow renewal.
Right.
This one, they broke up, they got back together, just as something special.
You don't need all that pebbles in the bathtub and flowers and all that.
You gotta make the person you with feel special, and at the end of the day, if they're able to piece it up and build their relationship back up, more power to them.
Every year.
It's about those love languages. Like, Neo figured out what love language she needs. If it's pebbles in the bathtub, she gets pebbles in the bathtub.
Right.
No.
My love language is a deep dish pizza. That's my love language. So if you get me that,
every year,
we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
Sorry, honey.
All right, we haven't heard about my girl Iggy Azalea for a minute. And here she comes just flying onto our radar. Yeah, what up, Ig? So last week, Iggy was traveling with her son, a 2-year-old Onyx, and she claimed that American Airlines sold their seats while they were at the gate, still open. Wow.
What?
Well, it seems that's not the whole story. Apparently, Iggy arrived at 5:30 for a 6 p.m. flight, y'all.
Oh, no.
And when she got there, the gate door was closed.
Wow.
Damn. That's what you get, Iggy.
So you think she was up?
Especially going to LAX. I've been to LAX 2 hours early and still missed my flight.
You got to get to LAX 2 days early.
Yeah,
it's not a joke.
I think she was frustrated. When you have your child and you're traveling, it's very frustrating trying to get through TSA, trying to get to the gate. But here's the thing. You got to be, it's real tricky being a celebrity and posting your frustrations on social media.
Yeah.
Because people don't feel for you
as
a celebrity.
Right. They want special privileges.
It better be really good.
You leave early like everybody else have too.
Yep. You can't rap in your song and brag about being so fancy on the fast lane from LA to Tokyo if you can't show up to LA in time for your flight.
There you go.
I've never felt bad for Iggy Azalea before, but I do now, because this whole 30 minutes early thing is new to me, because I make every flight by the grace of God.
Really? Wow. There was a moment I showed up to LAX 2 hours early for a flight to New Orleans. My bag made the flight, but I didn't. So I waved to my suitcases as they flew off without me, y'all.
They had an excellent weekend.
They had a great, they went to Mardi Gras. They got a lot of beads. I don't want to know how my suitcases got all those beads, but they did.
Yeah.
It was bad, bro. I was so angry. Oh, my God.
Well, all right, Miss Sherry Shepard, honey. Now, we missed you, honey, while you were away. Now, you celebrated your birthday. You turned, 50?
Yeah.
And I saw you
50 running.
55.
Wow.
And I saw you strut, baby, honey. So how's the tour going, first of all?
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Being on tour, I mean, HK, Brett, y'all do this. It is a grind, but I love it. Being in front of all those people and making people laugh while Babyface and Kim come on and do the love song. And it is so great. And I celebrated my birthday by working. This is a blessing to be working and doing exactly what you love.
Yeah.
It is so nice. Yeah. So we still have some more cities to go. We still got Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, L.A., Las Vegas. We got a bunch of cities. So
what city are you turning up in the most?
Atlanta was the turn up.
That's right.
Really?
I tell you. Atlanta was the turn up. Mm-hmm. I want to do my comedy special here.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
get
there
Tiana
we go.
Open for me.
Oh.
No, let me open. I want
Brad to open for me.
I want
Brad to explode on stage and show her booty. And then I'm going to make people laugh. You do the sexy, I'm going to make people laugh.
Oh, Lord.
I do. I want you to jump up from the floor.
Well, up next, Mary J. Blige. Has she become Mary J. Basketball?
Wait.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back. So it looks like Mary J. Blige unleashed Monet from Power Book 2 on Kyrie Irving. Now, she was caught outside
like
for game
that,
three
like
of
that.
The Nets versus Celtics and began trending after she was caught yelling at Kyrie to step his game up.
Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it looked like she had a little bit too much to drink, honey.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
If you do know Mary, y'all, Mary is just being Mary. When she get into something, she will say, do your thing, or come on, step it up, or she would.
They also give you a lot of drinks when you courtside. They give you a lot of drinks.
It doesn't look to me like, I don't know, I was watching that video, I don't think Kyrie was feeling it, really, like...
Kyrie's been getting a lot of it this year, y'all. He's been going through a lot of it this season. I think he's just fed up, y'all.
Yeah,
I really do think Kyrie's just fed up with it.
I hope he don't snap. But, you know, what do you do when Mary J. Blige is heckling you?
Well, hopefully he's not going to cry because, you know, like, when you get yelled at by somebody who is, like, so iconic, man, like, their music sound different to you when you hit in the car. Like, you be having a good you're no longer just fine.
I'm sure he said in his mind, you broke shut up, honey.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for a dish. Oh, Lord. Well, it looks like there's a love and hip-hop drama situation going on in the palace again.
Oh,
so Mama D stirred up trouble after she posted a photo of IG of her attending her son's, Scrappy's ex, Shay Johnson's, baby shower.
Ooh.
Now, y'all, didn't sit too well with her son's current wife, Bambi, and she sent Mama D a text sounding very, very upset.
Mm.
This is what she said. I'm sick of you trying me, and I always give you a pass. Keep the same energy whenever you see me and keep my name out your mouth and mentions.
Damn
right.
Now, Mama D posted the text exchange and said she doesn't understand how showing loving intentions can get you threatened.
Ooh.
Damn. Mama D did the exact opposite and put her in the mentions.
Yeah. right.
Now, Sherry, do you think she was wrong? I mean, Mama D for hanging out with the ex?
It's a hard one because you know we've had problems before. So now you're choosing your loyalty. It'd be different if she was just holding the baby.
Yeah.
But she's hanging out with the ex. So I would be feeling some kind of way. But I also respect the mother, the mother-in-law, the, you know. I would never send a text like that to somebody's mama. Because if you force your man to choose, I think you're always going to be on the losing end.
I got exes. I still talk to their families because all their mamas and brothers and sisters love me.
One time I went through a breakup and my mom was literally like, well, I'm really disappointed in her and like the other girl. And that made me feel so good just to know that my mom had my back in that scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, I laid down the law with my family with both my divorces. I was like, and do not be talking to them.
Okay.
I laid down the rules.
Exactly.
That it's all
so
family
ugly.
First.
You divorce me, you divorce my family.
No.
Bro. There it is.
Wow.
Oh,
that is ugly.
I said, I will take back that Chrysler 500 I bought you dead. Keep talking to my ex-husband. And that little plasma TV. Yeah.
Not the Chrysler, Sherry.
The
Chi-Town
special. Yep. All right, y'all, moving on. It is time for okay, y'all, I don't know if you saw this, but it looks like Gabrielle Union is serving body again. Now, she stepped out in a cute two-piece bathing suit, rocking her natural curves.
Yeah, Gabby, I like that.
I like it.
Okay, so is this a thirst trap, y'all?
Yes.
She's thirst trapping. She's trapping all of us.
She hit the classic, the first thing she hit when she hit the hard angle, when it begins with the hard angle, you know.
How's that?
You know, it's like when they really stretch it out.
How is it?
When they like, when they...
Oh, that's how we got
it. Okay. You know when they make the angle.
Because I watched it with the sound off, and I wanted the In the Arms of an Angel music to start playing. Because it seems like for only 35 cents a day, we can give her a little bit more food. Because she's not as thick as she used to be. And
I
thought she had booty was a little bit bigger. Maybe she's been losing a little weight.
Her booty lowercase right now. But I miss the old Gabby.
Moving along. Jessica Simpson goes from riches to rags.
Damn.
All right, guys. We're going to have more details about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, Jessica Simpson may be a wealthy woman, but believe it or not, Chewy, she's got some of them regular people problems. Jessica shared on The Real that she's been putting a lot of her money into her business ventures. Love that, love bossing up, and that led to a major embarrassment, though.
Damn.
Check it out.
I am draining my bank account. I have no working credit card. It's okay.
Investing.
I will pay in cash.
Yes,
I went to Taco Bell the other day, and my card got denied.
Guess what? She's got to be in the drive-thru because Jessica Simpson did not go inside.
Taco Bell? Maybe she did go inside.
It's one thing putting your money, all your money into business ventures, but Taco Bell can't be no more than $11.
But still.
And that's to get one of everything on the menu.
One of everything on the menu.
Have y'all ever had a card declined?
I had my credit card declined when Jeffrey and I went and celebrated our birthday at the Cheesecake Factory. And the card, it got declined. And I had to pull that, Do you know who I am? Ooh, I promise I'll pay you. Yeah, like, you gotta do the celebrity thing.
Washed.
Yeah.
Sherry was like, you don't know who I am? I'm Octavia Spencer.
No, it wasn't that way. No, like, it was like begging, I was in the Chewy. Help. I was like, please don't call the cops. You know who I am. I'm gonna bring this money back.
My card got declined once, and it was a pretty embarrassing spot.
Really?
Where were you? I was at a strip club.
Whoa, yeah, no.
I had taken out $3,000.
$3,000?
You got that amount of money?
Damn.
I'm a maniac. And then I guess my bank burnt. I guess my bank card just flipped over. Yeah. Once that happened, I tried to go back, and it did decline.
Your bank did you a favor, Chewy.
It touched you
over. You was about to do something. You was going to need a medication for it. It was trying to help you out.
I'm a maniac. Out for you, Chewy.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. But also, Atlanta, this just tells me we need to go to the club with Chewy.
Yeah, y'all need to go to the strip club with me. Yeah, go to the strip club with Chewy.
Yes.
I hope my grandparents aren't watching this episode. I really don't.
Oh, they watch. Oh, grandma, they are me, ho.
That's about 4,000 gorditos at Taco Bell.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Are y'all ready? Because it is time for a Dish Report. Yay! Okay, now, so Nick Cage and his wife, Riko Shibata, are expecting a baby, which we already knew. But Nick shared some new details on the Kelly Clarkson show.
I'm going to have a little girl.
I know that. I know that. Oh, I knew I had a baby. I didn't know it was a girl.
Yeah, and her name, because of Across the Universe, her name is going to be Lennon Augie. Augie after my father. And I'll call her Lenny for short, but yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
All right, everybody. So it's Lennon Augie. So what do y'all think of that for a girl's name? Lennon Augie.
Lennon Augie Cage.
Lennon Augie Cage.
Lennon Augie
Cage.
It sounds like a sandwich.
It sounds like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Augie. You know, I think it would be nice if white people would start reversing these names, like giving them black names, like Bucky or Leroy.
You know, Bucky.
I haven't heard Leroy in a long time.
I told you the last Leroy we had was on Fame.
Okay, Harry. And when was black people named Bucky?
The Little Rascals, Buckley.
That was Buckley.
All right, up next, you won't believe what extras came with an $805,000 house. So no, it wasn't furniture or a golf car. Oh. Whoa, details after the break, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dish Coming!
Ladies and gentlemen, there must be a house shortage in Virginia because one house sold in less than a week for $805,000.
Wow.
Yo, wow.
This crib had 5 cash offers, needs about 30K of work done to it, and it actually comes with a stranger living in the basement.
What?
Listen, Zillow Gone Wild shared the listing, highlighting the fact that the buyer has no access to view the basement. Right? So the listing agent shared that the owner let his cleaning lady stay there a few years ago, and she never left. Or paid rent.
And she ain't going nowhere.
Yo, this is literally the plot of the TV show Ozark. In that show, they bought a house with an old man in the basement.
But that old man was very useful.
It's actually two people that live in the basement because it's the cleaning lady and her daughter lives there. So they got squatter's rights. You gotta, like, give them a bunch of money.
Well, it's a matter of perspective, Sherry. Like, you either got, like, a mother and daughter, or you got 2 cleaning people living with you.
Put
them to work.
It looks like the old Nightmare on Elm Street house. Yeah. Like, nah, bro. Like, I'm good on this one.
Either the occupants comply, or I'm gonna send 3 pit bulls down in the basement every night. Y'all ain't gonna be in there
damn,
that long.
Damn, HK's about to release the hounds on them. Damn.
Call me Mr. Burns. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.